Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know
it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Ah, yes, as we roll right along here on this Friday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, that is 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific. It is Taz and the Moose with you. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Pete the Body, Mikey B across the way, AB with your updates as we have an hour left to play with Taz and the Moose on Twitter and Instagram at official Taz at Mark Malusis. Let's hit the guest line, kick it off this third and final hour with you, and let's talk a little NBA and welcome aboard one of the great outside shooters the NBA has seen, and that is Michael Cooper, a five-time NBA champ with the Los Angeles Lakers, who joins us now. Hey, Michael, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Gentlemen, thank you for having me. It's early.
It is early.
We appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate you giving us a couple minutes this morning. A lot to get into. Let's start with the game that we saw last night, Michael, with the Rockets' victory over the Golden State Warriors. Taz and I were talking about it earlier on. You know, it's clearly Rockets won the game. They lead the series 3-2. But overhanging that victory is the Paul hamstring injury, which could be devastating for Houston moving forward in this series.
That's going to be terrible if Chris Paul doesn't play, because he's been the catalyst to keeping them in that series. I thought the game that really put them over the top was that fourth game in Golden State, where Chris Paul, you know, got it done. And if his hamstring prevents him from playing, I still think Golden State can win that series, but it's going to be a little bit. It'll be a lot easier than it's supposed to be.
Hey, Michael, are you surprised by Golden State's kind of their poor execution down the stretch in the last two games? Is that surprising to you?
Very surprising. I mean, they're not playing like champions at all, but you know what? That's indication of the wear and tear over the years of being an elite championship team. And I think that's what you're seeing. I thought the collapse of that fourth quarter in game four told a lot, and then their inability to make plays like they did in the past, this past game here, shows that, you know, it takes a lot out of you being an elite world-class championship team, and you can see it. I thought Kevin Durant had a couple of bad shots down the stretch last night, especially a couple of times he had a mismatch down low. He took off-balance shots, but you know what? You got to give Houston a lot of credit. Just hanging in there and being as tough as they are on defense.
Are you surprised, Michael, after what we saw after game one, after what we saw after game three, that we're sitting here with the Rockets, a 3-2 series lead?
No, I mean, yes and no, a little bit. Yes, in the fact, no, in the fact is that Houston's been the best team all season. And they worked hard winning 65 games this year to get home court advantage so that you can do that. But then, when they lost that home court advantage in game two, where they let Golden State win, and then obviously them getting it back. So it doesn't surprise me, but yes, it does, because the inability of Golden State to do little things, hit free throws, turning the ball over as much as they have been, and I think those are self-inflicted wounds. I don't think it's too much of what Houston is doing. It's what Golden State is not doing. They're not concentrating, and they had a lot of turnovers early in the game that could have kept them in this game.
Hey, Michael, so Moose and I were talking earlier. Moose brought up a good point. And so I want to ask you the question, man. Would you rest Paul if hurt in game six to load up for game seven?
I would. I think that's why you work hard to have that seventh game played at home. And if he's really hurt as bad, and again, I think Chris Paul is a warrior. He'll tough it out if he thinks he can go. But I, as a head coach, thinking about the long run, I would rest him in that game and just take my chances at home with him playing at home, as opposed to trying to get this game six and aggravate that injury more. Because you know what? If Houston goes on and gets to the finals, they're going to need a healthy Chris Paul to win this championship, if that's what they're going to do.
You know, and Michael, I know we'll find out the severity of that right hamstring injury today, and D'Antoni talked about it, but if you read the body language and you read the tea leaves, and athletes know their body better than everybody else, the body language you got from Chris Paul when he walked off the court, not a good sign in any way, shape, or form.
It was not good at all, and I could tell by the look on his face, especially when the trainer was talking to him, and they were kind of talking about what they needed to do at that moment. And, you know, I've seen Chris Paul over many, many years here in Los Angeles, and that goes, I've seen that look before when he was with the Clippers, and when he had that look, he went on to miss probably like 10, 12 games with any kind of injury that he had. So wasn't a good look at all, but you know what? I think Chris has an opportunity that don't come often in a player's career, a chance to play for a championship. I think he's going to tough it out, and he'll be ready to go. But I think it's definitely going to be for him to take this next game off to at least get that injury as healthy as it can so that they can play that seventh game and hopefully win it and then get ready for the finals.
Yeah, because if you have that hammy, as you know, Michael, if you have a hammy, I mean, you can't explode off that thing, and that's his game. So and speaking of people's bodies, LeBron, right? This guy at his age, you know, he's in amazing condition. He's a freak athlete. He's greatest player in the world right now today, no doubt. How much stress, Michael, is LeBron putting on his body right now, in your opinion?
I think a lot of stress, you know.
Yeah.
He is carrying that team all season long, and especially that series against Toronto. He totally took that series over, averaging with about 38-40 that game. But, you know, it's great players need help, and they're not great players by themselves. It takes the team to help make those players great, but his teammates got to step up. This is a tough task for them. I think that Boston team, and I hate saying that word, and I hate complimenting Boston for anything. I really do, right? It bothers me to no end. But you know what? Them young kids can play. Coach Stevens got him a well-organized group there. They're young, and if they can get this to the finals, they're going to be a team to deal with in the future for at least the next 4 or 5 years. So all of kids are young, and they're only going to get better. And this type of experience that they're gaining is only going to pay big dividends for them.
You know, Michael, you mentioned Stevens, and we're talking to former NBA great Michael Cooper, legendary Laker, part of that great championship run out there in Los Angeles, Showtime. You know, Michael, when you look at Stevens as a coach, what impresses you in what he has been able to do transitioning from college to the pros?
Well, I think the message that you give to the players is the biggest thing, because you got to remember, going from college, you're always in a teaching mode and you're teaching young men how to become better. So when you get to the pros, it's about getting your message over to them, because most of the time that they could get it done, just put players in the right position with the basketball. But I think the thing that Danny Ainge was relying on is that he knew that the rebuilding stage is going to come. And he needed a young coach that could come in and teach young players how to be good pros. And I think that's what he did, because all the kids he got, and you got Al Horford, who was a veteran player but who's not caught up in himself, and he's allowing himself to be taught the game of basketball again, but he's also being the leader of a young group. So I think that's the key with that team. It's been a couple of years of patience and having growing pains, and it's finally paying off, because he got a group, Coach Stevens, who's listening to him. He's allowing them to be the type of players they're supposed to be, and when you get those two combinations working that well, the success rate is high.
Yeah, you know, Stevens definitely seems like a guy that's fun to play for, Mike. And, you know, Moose and I talked a lot as of recent about, you know, saying how, you know, in complimentary form about Brad Stevens, how great of a job he's done with the Celtics. But we've also said, how, you know, we wonder sometimes, I want to get your take, if he's a little bit, is getting too much hype, you know what I mean? You think so or not?
No, I think he's his press clippings are due for him.
Right.
I think he slowly but surely has taken his time, and he's not one of them coaches that's very flamboyant. It's almost like watching paint dry over there sometimes, because you never get frustrated or anything. You never see any different type of emotions on his face. He always has the same look, and I think that's a comfort thing, especially to young players. But you know what? As much as we give him credit, I think a lot of the credit, and I hate him to no end, a lot of credit got to go to Danny Ainge for rebuilding this team and slowly bringing Boston back to the air when he played with the great players of Bird and putting Boston as one of the elite teams again. So I think those two really sat down, especially Danny, and I think it was a big choice on who he was going to get to coach that team for the future, and I think that was a great pick, and I think it's been a masterful job watching those two slowly but surely build this team, and you can see the confidence in them young players getting better and better. And you know what? If they win a championship, look for Boston to win a championship in the next 3 or 4 years.
Michael, what do you expect to see tonight? Game 6, Cavaliers, could be the final home game for LeBron in Cleveland. He's been remarkable. He's an all-time great. But their backs are up against the wall. Boston's been significantly better at home as compared to on the road. What do you expect Game 6 tonight, Boston leading that series 3-2?
You know what? All the games that I do a show out here called Slam Dunk Saturday, and I've been calling the games, and I have been totally off on all of them. But I think Boston's going to close them out tonight.
You do?
I think this will be the chance for them young kids to break through and do something spectacular moving on to the finals. If they don't close them out, Boston's going to win the series because going back to the Garden, where those, and I think they're, 7-1 at home and 1-6 on the road. I think they're going to break through tonight. But you know what? This is a lot of pressure, not necessarily on LeBron. It's pressure on his teammates. Because I expect LeBron to come through and hold his ship, but in order to beat the Celtics, you're going to take a team effort. It's not going to be that one-man Herculean effort. LeBron can score 50, but they'll still lose. It's going to take them other people, Love being more consistent, Hill being more consistent, J.R. Smith. Those players are going to have to step up and be accounted for in order to get this to a seventh game.
Michael, two more before we let you go. Number one is, you know, you played during the Jordan era. You've obviously been around the game. You coach in the WNBA. We've all witnessed the LeBron era. Where do you fall in terms of the comparisons between Jordan and LeBron, greatest of all time?
Well, I don't compare them because for the fact is you got to look at LeBron as a bigger player. He's the player of his era at this time. Michael Jordan was a more of a guard. And I think you could almost have to compare LeBron and Magic because those are two players that were playing out of position. Michael was playing in his rightful position, a shooting guard, and then took over at that point. But if you want to compare the two, I don't think you can put one over the other because Jordan was, Michael was good. But you know what? LeBron is an imposing specimen. He is a big guy.
Just can't stop him.
You know what? I'm just glad I never, ever, ever have to guard him. It would have been a chore.
Yeah, and Michael, you were a great defender, but you brought the comparisons up between Magic and LeBron. Let me ask you, you play with Magic. You know, you were on those championship teams. Who would you rather play with, Magic or LeBron?
I'd rather play with Magic. Magic was truly, truly a point guard. He understood the game. And he made the game come easy for other players. LeBron has taught himself how to be a point guard, who's like a small forward. But LeBron takes a lot of things on his shoulder where Magic didn't. Magic, he took the big shot, but he also made other players around him better. And I don't think necessarily LeBron has made other players better. He's just a big shot maker, and he does great things. So Magic was the ultimate team player, and I think I'd rather play with Magic than LeBron. But you know what? Can't go wrong with playing with the King either.
No, you can't do that. And this game is completely different. You know, Michael, Taz and I talk about it a lot of times. You know, from when we were growing up watching the NBA to where it is right now, it's the same game in nature,
just
but
the physicality.
The physicality is not there. It's significantly different than where this game was in the 70s and 80s.
So for sure. And the one thing I saw that's totally different from just watching that game last night, there were several times where Golden State had opportunities to score layup and to keep scoring. The game of basketball is to keep scoring, keep putting pressure on Houston to have to make to keep their lead. And two or three times last night, as well as in the fourth game, Golden State would fire up a three-point shot. The game is totally different. For us, Championships are won in the paint, inside out, and that's how we play the game. Now the game is outside, outside, and if I get some inside, that's fine. And it's definitely changed. Obviously, the physicality of the game has changed a little bit, and I do think that that's because of the altercations we were having and the fighting. And you know, the NBA is about fan entertainment, and if you want to go to a boxing match, you go to Las Vegas and do that. But if you come to a basketball game, you want to see talented players making good plays under stressful situations. So it is totally two different games, and I kind of lean more toward the way that we used to play. The game is about scoring. If you got that three, yeah, you can take it, but that old saying coming to play with Golden State, you live by the three, you die by the three. That's what happened to them.
Michael Cooper, NBA champ, legendary Laker, former WNBA coach. Hey, Michael, we certainly appreciate the time getting us getting up early this morning. We really do. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and we'll do it again soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
You got it. And he was...
Yeah,
for those that don't remember, if you're too young, Michael Cooper was a great defensive player, a great three-point shooter, and a tremendous asset for those Laker teams with Magic, with Worthy, with Kareem, Byron Scott. Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. He's great.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Are you okay? That's the question.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, breakfast. I mean, you're sure you're good here?
I'm good.
I'm going to have to fumigate in here a little bit.
I did not have gas.
I don't know. You might. I don't want to get into our private business here.
Taz, we're working my close son, quarters. As my son says, whoever smelt it dealt it. 855-212-4227. Taz of the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio. Men, if you're ready to reduce the gray in your hair, go with the smartest product available. Experience Control GX from Just for Men, the first shampoo with a brain. What makes it so smart? It reduces gray the same way it grows it. Gradually, the more shampoo with Control GX, the less gray you have. Just use it until you like what you see. How smart is that? Smart enough to be voted Men's Hair Care Product of the Year. Gradually reduce gray with the first shampoo with a brain. Find Control GX in the shave aisle.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, yes, rolling right along here on this Friday morning, Memorial Day weekend. Chef Mike delivered great food this morning to kick off the holiday weekend. Still
Absolutely.
Hanging out.
Yes. Delicious.
Yes.
I put my headphones in. I didn't hear what you're saying. Yes.
No, so. I didn't. I was
delicious food. Yes, delicious. Phenomenal food.
AB, did you partake?
Silly question, Moose. Yes, I did.
What was your favorite? What did you love the most?
You know what? I don't think this is disrespectful, but the biscuit was amazing.
The biscuit was great.
Yeah.
Did you have chicken
really
fried
good.
Steak?
I did, yeah. The gravy was good. The gravy was better than I expected.
Okay, nice.
Wow.
Because I don't love... No. Let me finish my thought. I don't love fennel. But
you
the fennel
like the
was
type of
very,
guy would love fennel, though.
Fennel
very delicate in the gravy.
Palate.
It was good.
It was a delicate fennel.
I was expecting to continue my dislike of fennel, but not today.
Not today. Good job, man.
Yeah.
Well, great breakdown.
Well, I mean, great breakdown.
You should have been part of BCS today, but you weren't allowed.
Nice.
So I'd bench the potatoes because they're potatoes. No, I'd cut them. And then we're going to start the biscuit because the biscuit was legit.
Yeah.
And then we're going to bench because I have to bench something to stay. Is that the correct order? Bench last?
Yes. Bench cut start.
No, he's lying to you.
AB, take it away.
It's not. You start the bench. Right, just do your thing. You know.
This report's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Sometimes you shimmy and sometimes the other guy does. Tables turned on Steph Curry last night in Game 5 in Houston.
Back out to Paul with 7 on the shot clock. Paul one-on-one with Curry, left side foul line extended. Shot clock down to 3, down to 2. Paul has to force up a prayer, and he hits it. Beats the shot clock buzzer and knocks down his third 3 of the third quarter.
And then CP3 gave a smiling Curry his signature shimmy.
If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on. So I'll keep shimmying, and maybe he will too, so we'll see what happens.
The Warriors could use more shimmies from Curry, down 3-2 in the Western Conference Finals. Coming up short in Houston last night, 98-94, The Warriors had a chance to tie the game in the final seconds, but Draymond Green lost the ball in the lane. Eric Gordon led the Rockets with 24, only 19 for James Harden, who went 0 for 11 from 3. He's now missed 20 straight from downtown. Back to Paul, he scored 18 of his 20 in the second half to secure the win, but missed the final minute of it with a pulled right hamstring. He says he'll play Game 6 tomorrow night. The Cavaliers and Celtics play Game 6 tonight. They're in Cleveland. LeBron and friends trying to force Game 7. The New York Giants have reportedly fired three equipment managers 2 weeks after settling with three memorabilia collectors who accused Eli Manning of providing them with bogus game-used items. One of the men fired was a defendant in the civil suit. Let's now go to the bottom of the first inning in Texas last night. Royals catcher Salvador Perez threw out Ranger Delino DeShields trying to advance to second on a pitch in the dirt, but it wasn't that simple.
It came up and it hit Chu in the face and then rolled out in front of the plate. You talk about a great break. So from Duffy to Perez off the face of Chu and down to Escobar for the tag.
Denny Matthews, Royals Radio, a short hop to Perez. It went up. It caught Chu in the nose and then the throw out at second. It was a great break for KC, not for Chu, who did stay in the game. Perez also drove in four in an 8-2 Royals win. Houston won in Cleveland 8-2. The Red Sox lost in Tampa Bay 6-3. And the Mets blanked the Brewers in Milwaukee 5-0. And Kevin Na, one-shot lead after round one at Colonial. Jordan Spieth is seven shots back after a 1-under 69. Guys?
AB, thanks.
All right, thank you, AB. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Remember, coming up later on this hour, we've got some leftovers, and the great Bawami
by the way,
will provide his selections.
AB for the posted, weekend. AB, yeah, that's
winner, the winner, Pete, chicken
that's
dinner.
Pete the body.
He guarantees victories this weekend.
Winner, winner, country fried steak dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what today's theme is. But AB did post a lovely photo of the Chef Mike meal with the potato wedges, the biscuit, the gravy, and the chicken fried steak. You can go to AB's Twitter account right there, at Andrew Bogish.
Thanks, Taz.
Very nice.
Well, that's how you utilize social media. Good job, AB.
Yeah, I've learned well from the master.
Well, I'm not the master. I just stay on top of it.
It was easy, actually. Just
silence.
Yeah, it was easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, could type a little bit, hit send, and boom, there it is.
There you go.
Luce wants to throw something heavy at you right now.
No, I don't want to. No, you can take shots all you want.
No,
it's Friday.
Well, nobody's taking shots.
You
know, it's Friday.
Shots all you want.
The potatoes are a little out of place in the
This
floor.
Show here, we take Thank shots you, all the time, Luce. You know that.
Don't I understand. Yeah, and honestly, to accuse me of passing gas during the break is...
Well, this was a private conversation.
No, so we'll bring it on now. The air. The idea that I walk out of the studio, I said, you're killing me. I go, I didn't do anything. I think you got to check yourself.
No, it wasn't
you're
me,
up there
son.
In age.
It wasn't me.
I think you got to check yourself a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
It's like, what am I wearing? Depends. Great brand, by the way. Well, I mean, really, what am I wearing with a big man diaper on now?
That is your personal business. Great brand. There's no question about it. But don't accuse me of doing it. I'll readily admit.
All right.
Readily
you did
admit,
say that. You did say that
when
off
I
air. Do, you said that.
I did say that off the air.
Yeah.
When I walk out the studio, when there are people there.
I had people huddled up at me. You saw that, right?
No. There was no people. You were walking away, and you yelled out, you're killing me. I go, what are you talking about? That should be, if we want to keep it off the air, it should be a personal conversation, door closed.
Well, I usually don't mind.
Door closed.
I know.
If you're going to set the tone, the door being closed.
That's true.
Shots.
The door's got to be
door.
Closed.
Shut the
Shut
door.
Shut the door.
Good point.
Shut the door.
Touche, my
Shut the
friend.
Door.
Touche. Touche. Touche.
Thank you.
Touche.
Thank you.
I get it. Listen, I've been in many locker rooms where it stinks.
Listen.
And I'm okay with it usually.
That is nothing. No, it shut the door.
You're right. Shut the door.
Shut the door.
Private convo.
Fair.
You walked out
Fair.
Of the studio, and I yelled, you're killing me!
I walked out of the studio after you,
mm-hmm.
and you were in the newsroom in plain sight of everyone, and you yelled it out. Not right.
Mikey B just stood there and did nothing.
Not right.
Yeah.
Judge, jury, and executioner, not right.
Well, I had to go see the boss. I had to go see Eric Spitz.
Does,
That's where I was going.
You don't have to shout that out.
What about the fatulence?
Yeah, it's not me doing it, But you don't have to shout that out.
I said that word wrong. How do you say the
flatulence.
Word? Flatulence. Oh, I said it right.
Okay. No, you didn't. You said fatulence.
Sorry.
I would not go to you for pronunciations.
I have what they call tazisms. This is something that's been in broadcasting with me for years. Yes.
Yeah. So
my TV
just
days.
Shut the door. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. On Wednesday, Richie Incognito, former Miami Dolphin, former Buffalo Bill, was reportedly detained for an involuntary mental evaluation after being accused of throwing tennis balls and a dumbbell at another person at a Boca Raton, Florida gym. The incident will be public on Thursday and point to the more even more trouble. And according to reports, Incognito told police when they arrived that he believed he was an NSA agent.
Mm. That's sad, man. You know, listen, Incognito, I remember, when he played for the University of Nebraska when he was in college. And I was a fan of him. He was just as he was as an NFL player, a menacing offensive lineman, a tremendous offensive guard, just a kind of a throwback, those real football fans of you know, interior lineman play. You guys know, this guy was always known as a ferocious guy up until last season. He retired a few weeks ago, and sadly enough, this happens. But when he played for Nebraska, Incognito, he did have, I don't remember the exact situation, but he did have some like anger issues, and the program had some issues with him. He was, you know, that's why for those that either were Nebraska fans or followed his career, this is not the first time, and you know, he's had some anger outbursts. Now, who knows what happened in this gym? You know, you're throwing tennis balls at people who work at the gym, and you're throwing dumbbells. Think, that's
right,
a problem.
Right.
You
know? I mean,
he's chucking around dumbbells.
I think it's sad and depressing. When he's telling authorities that believes that people are following him, that he's in a paranoid state, a delusional state. He reportedly told police that he took a supplement called Shroom Tech before he went to the gym and started working out. Then they tweeted out saying they wish him all the best, but they don't know Richie, but they hope that he feels better soon. I don't know what's going on with Richie Incognito. And obviously a former disgraced Miami Dolphin after everything went down there, had a couple of issues up in Buffalo, but not to necessarily the severity of what was down in Miami. Put all that aside, I don't know what's going on in his life right now, because at one point in time he was talking about he fired his agents on Twitter and talked about retiring. Then he was let go by the Buffalo Bills, and there was conversation about him coming back. So, and then you get this story down in Boca Raton, Taz, where all is not well in Richie Incognito's life. Where you hope that whatever, and I'm not going to tell you what's going on. I have no idea what's going on.
Of course.
But whatever is going on in his life, I hope he is able to find the necessary help he needs to get himself and get his life back in order.
Yeah, me too. Me too. In between the lines, I mean, just to, as far as athleticism for a man his size, I mean, just a great player. Like I said, I was a fan of his play. As a Buffalo Bill fan, when he came to the Bills, I was so happy. You know, I mean, because I love this play. I just know that he's had some, even since, like I said, since college, you know. So, you know, yeah, hopefully he gets the proper help of what's going on. I mean, listen, this is also a guy, look, let's be honest, you know, with all whole, who knows, right, with concussions. This guy is a headbanger on the field for years. In his position, they're hitting. Their helmets are hitting constantly, as you know. So who knows? Maybe it's something there. Just my speculation.
You don't know the repetitive concussions, CTE, I mean. Altered state. You don't know. You don't know if what he was on aside from the supplement that he took before going to the gym. You know, we don't know.
No, we
don't know. But
sad story.
It is sad. Yeah. And anytime you read this, where people believe that something's going on when it's not, that they are in an altered state, that they are delusional, that they are paranoid. You hope that they get the necessary medical help or the support that they need at that time, because it's important, it's necessary. You got to, and this is not for Richie Incognito; it's for everybody in our country. But he highlights the story because that's what we do here on CBS Sports Radio. He's a former player with the Bills and the Dolphins, former great college players, Taz was mentioning. And clearly, something's amiss now with Richie Incognito. It's kind of another sad, depressing turn in his life. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up straight ahead, we've got some leftovers. And without further ado, the great Bawami makes his weekend, Memorial Day weekend, holiday weekend selections. He's on a perfect 3-0 run. The great Bawami will select the Eastern Conference and Western Conference next games up.
That's unbelievable.
That's next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Tony in Seattle. Where can I find the podcast after the show? Thanks. Love you guys. Make my drive home from work great.
It's a very simple process, Tony, right? This is,
yes.
Tony in Seattle, while you're dealing with the rain every day, because it's rainy there, but I love Seattle. Basically, you just go to Apple Podcasts. I just poke my eye out my glasses. Apple Podcasts or Spotify or obviously radio.com.
Tune in.
On the app, tune in, radio.com and on the radio.com app. That's the best way. But Apple Podcasts, like I said, well, that's where you can find Taz and the Moose. Every day, free 3 hours. Each hour, Mikey B. and his crew, the post-production team, they break it down, and it's 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, which equals three. 1-1-1 equals 3-3-3. So it's 3 hours free, and that's how it works.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every single day. Let's get to it, some leftovers.
It's time now to dig into some leftovers with Taz and the Moose. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
For those that don't realize, we will have the mommy Schwami picks. What do you call them again?
No, the great Bawami.
Bawami, the great Bawami's picks for the
we'll
weekend.
Will be coming your way.
After leftovers.
In a little bit, no doubt.
Trying to hook the audience.
The great Bawami.
But I don't want
with
them to leave.
3-0. Yeah. 3-0 last three selections. Moneymaker. Cha-ching.
The great salami. All right, go ahead, Mikey B. Let's go. Leftovers.
All right, let's start it off. A man divorced a woman because of her cat obsession. She had seven cats at the time. They've now remarried. She has 40 cats.
It's a sickness.
Is 40 cats in one home a problem?
Yes, one cat.
How big is the home?
One cat.
I don't have the dimensions of the house. That I don't know.
I mean,
it's a fair question, though, because there's a lot of cats.
It is a good question.
I mean, that's disturbing. You can't have 40 cats.
One cat's enough. Yeah, I don't need a feline running around my house. I know a lot of people like cats. And if you're a cat lover,
well,
I apologize.
If you have one cat, that's fine. A couple cats, okay.
You
two,
have a
three
pet
cats.
Moose?
I do not. No, no pets at home.
Do you have a pet moose?
No pet moose.
You get it?
Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it.
Boom.
Yeah.
By 9:05.
Not everything. Not everything is funny.
No, it's not.
40 cats.
I'll leave the comedy to you.
Don't be so sensitive. Not everything.
40 cats is a sickness. You got to be a maniac.
Not everything deserves a rim shot.
Well, when it's a bad joke, the rim shot makes it funnier. It's a gimmick. My life is all about gimmicks. Do you not realize this?
I do.
You do what?
I'm answering your question.
I wasn't asking.
He realizes your life's all about gimmicks.
It is. Moose, you need more gimmicks in your life.
He did. I'm fine with my gimmicks in my life.
No, you need more gimmicks.
I'm all good.
I'm telling you.
40 cats in a house is way too
much. It's a sickness. You got to be a maniac to have 40 cats.
But what do you think, Mike?
You got to be a recluse.
Owner.
You got to be a
you
recluse.
And Lee, you
why
and
is
Leon,
the leftover set up so it gets
big? You and Leon are,
Mike,
are very tight.
You're falling
very
right
tight.
Into this.
We're in love.
Moose.
No. What?
You're a smart guy.
I am a smart guy.
You're
thank
falling
you.
Right into what this egomaniac wants you to do.
He owns a cat. No, he's not.
He wants you to fall into this.
No.
Yes, he does.
Listen.
Egomaniac.
What do you feel about the 40 cats for the woman?
It's a little, it's too much. I'll say it's too much. But I, in a sick way, could understand how it could happen. Okay. And how it could get out of control.
Shut your alarm.
And after maybe the love of her life left, you know, maybe there's some devastation. And
put
she
that
said,
on
I need a... The 8:40 alarm?
Come on.
Please.
Come on.
I could understand the 40
that's
cats.
5:40 Pacific. Can you shut the alarm off, please?
I didn't do anything, 2:40 Hawaiian.
I heard it. I mean, come on. Next.
Hawaiian.
Ooh. Oh.
Put it on vibrate, please. Silence. Oh, I mean, honestly, it's okay.
I'll please the dog people now. The Cavaliers are considering getting a therapy dog for the entire team.
Okay, hold on.
Nice.
Did we not talk about this yesterday?
We did not address this yesterday.
Was this in a pre-production meeting?
We did not discuss it yesterday.
No, this was discussed somewhere.
Yeah, we discussed about it. We talked about it off the air. We did not talk about it on the air.
And this is the kind of story where it really could be any day.
What's the story?
Oh, boy.
The CNI dog?
No. It's a therapy dog for the Cavaliers. Yeah, whatever floats your boat. If they want to have a dog that helps them deal with the stress of being a professional athlete, so be it. Have a therapy dog.
Dude, this was talked about on the air. I feel like this is like deja vu for me. I mean, I feel like this just happened. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. It was not.
Oh. All right. Next.
Now to a boring sports story. The Pistons are interested in Dwayne Casey. Would you like to hire?
Now, this was discussed in the podcast.
Yes. This you got to do this. Dwayne Casey's the man.
They got him.
You got him. Dwayne Casey.
Why not for the Pistons?
Dude, absolutely.
He deserves another opportunity. He did a nice job in the regular season. The Raptors need a new voice, a new guy. They need to go. They realized that the clock was ticking. The window was closing. Casey wasn't getting them where they wanted to go. So they moved on. But does he deserve another job? Yeah. I mean, hell, he's coach of the year.
No doubt. Coach of the year. Yeah, he definitely deserves it. I'd hire Dwayne Casey in a heartbeat. What is that smell in this studio?
I have no idea.
DA is naturally going to be doing his show after us. Good luck, pal, because there's something rancid going on in here. I don't know. But I digress.
Check
next.
Yuck. All right, final one here from me. There has been a study from scientists that confirm that baseballs are different. The scientists can't tell you, though, why they are different.
They're
disappointed
different,
in the scientists.
Yeah, different. I mean, if you're going to tell me something's different, you got to tell me how it's different, why it's different.
Wow.
No?
No rim shot needed there. Yeah, he's holding a baseball, Mikey B, right now. We're not doing video. They do video on a different show, not our show. But yeah, he's only a baseball. Maybe it's the lacing or the leather wrapping the baseball. It could be the yarn. That's
rim shot.
You know, no, not now. It could
rim
be the yarn. It could be the you know, the way it's wrapped. You know what I mean? Could be that. Could be.
But the scientists analyzed it, said there is a difference, but they don't know what's different. So you're disappointing the scientist.
That's called the stupid scientist.
Yeah, so that's the
that's what that's called. I only deal with rocket scientists.
855-212-4CBS is always your number to call. There were your leftovers over the course of the day.
Should
Friday.
Do a throwing contest on the show.
Without like, further
throwing baseballs
ado,
or throwing wiffle balls. Like have a little contest.
It would be great on video. It'd be tough to make that work on radio.
What on social media. No,
we could do that.
I would do a little accuracy thing, or would throw a baseball, or like maybe a sponge ball, a wiffle ball.
Yeah, I would win that.
No, Moose, you would win it. I'm a pro athlete. I would kick your ass. Okay, you would win what?
You never played baseball.
You sure about that?
He was on the Mets. Yeah.
How do you know? Remember, I was the guy. Exactly. Thanks,
you
Mike.
Threw out first pitch. You were
not
on the
multiple
Mets.
Times. Trenton Thunder, the Mets. The,
fantastic. Great.
The
you
Twins.
Weren't a professional baseball player.
Doesn't matter. I backed up the hill. I was on top of the hill.
Fantastic.
Dude, you want to bet I can throw a baseball better than you?
I don't think you want to bet. How would we determine whether or not you throw a baseball better?
Yeah, define better.
We'll let Mikey B and Pete the body decide.
Who threw it better?
That'd
be like the stupid scientists.
Okay, well said. We've got to get someone to judge the contest.
Yeah, you would have to define the parameters before we get any bets.
Boomer Esiason.
Let's not.
Nolan Ryan would be good.
No, yeah, Boomer Esiason. He's a freaking NFL quarterback. Let him
never
decide.
It doesn't matter.
Boomer Esiason.
It doesn't matter.
Boomer decide. Eric Spitz, our boss.
No.
Let him decide.
No.
He's a sports guy.
Rajah Bell.
We're wasting time. Everybody's been waiting, clamoring on Twitter and social media for the great Bawami selections. Let's get to it.
You're right.
Yes. We've got big games this weekend. Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals. They continue. Cavaliers Celtics tonight in Cleveland. Everyone's expecting a great Cavalier victory to force a game 7.
Happy Friday.
Which would be Sunday night. Taz, easy. Let's give. Yeah, I know you're bothered by the fact that Bilotti is getting some pub here. Enough.
You figured me out.
Let's go. Bawami, let's go. Selection time tonight. Celtics Cavaliers. Here we go.
LeBron James always.
Well, hold this timeout. Only we can see it. Chef Mike, I'm glad you're here. The hand. Did you see the hand, Moose?
Yes.
He does like this. I wish we had video. He did like a whole hand thing.
Yes, I did see that.
Fancy Dan hand. And begin.
There you go.
LeBron James is the man in these types of games, so I'm going with the Cavaliers tonight.
Cavaliers tonight over the Celtics, so there will be a seventh game.
Seventh game in the Eastern Conference.
The great Bawami has spoken, so there will be a seventh game in the Eastern Conference Finals. Trust LeBron and the Cavs tonight in Cleveland.
That shirt he's
wearing. All right, let's head out to Golden State. It's a Memorial Day weekend. The beaches, the barbecues, the sun. You go out however you spend your weekend. Saturday night, we've got a big game in Golden State. We head out to the Bay Area. Rockets leading this series 3-2. Chris Paul injured hamstring, right hamstring strain, suffered in game 5.
Yes.
Warriors on the brink of elimination. Who do you like, Golden State or Houston?
I'm not liking what I'm hearing from Golden State. I'm not liking the overconfidence.
Yeah, little finger.
So I'm going with the Rockets. I like their momentum.
Whoa!
Rockets will take it and go to the NBA Finals.
So wow. The Rockets close out Golden State in Golden State in Saturday night.
Yes. Wow.
All right. So let's take it one step further. Oh, man. Cleveland, Boston, you predicted a game 7. We move ahead to Sunday night. You close out, well, not the lengthy weekend. It's the Sunday evening.
How long is this segment?
Celtics and Cavaliers.
He's a board op.
Relax.
I'm very relaxed. I'm good.
Chill. You're not acting chill. Celtics, Cavs in Beantown. Who do you like?
It's LeBron's year in the Eastern Conference. I'm going with the King and the Cavs in Game 7.
So you have the Cavs winning 2 in a row. Cavs win tonight. They win Sunday. LeBron and the Cavs in the NBA Finals. And you have the Warriors getting closed out by the Rockets tomorrow night at home.
That's how I see it.
Wow. There you go. The great Bawami has spoken.
Thank you, man. So it is said,
so it is done. There you go.
The music, just this.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was great.
I mean, I can't argue with a couple of his picks. He is the Bawami. So it's tough to argue with some of them. Some of them I do agree with. And he has been on a 3-0 tear. He's been doing great.
Well, he had the greatest prediction in the history of Taz and the Moose. And
that's a flat out lie, but okay.
No, it is the truth. Everyone's agreed.
It's not the truth.
Outside of Taz and his wife, everyone else is
great. No, no. Besides everybody on Twitter, which you're never on unless you're tweeting about SNY.
Popeye Jones, his son Seth Jones, and every other Jones in America. No.
The Pacers!
Right, the Pacers. Right. That's exactly. The greatest prediction ever.
Well, so on Monday is Memorial Day, and we'll be doing a show here, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're off from work or you're chilling in the yard, you feel like listening to us chat it up, talk some sports on the radio here on CBS Sports Radio, we will. I want people to know that, Moose, that we will be here working live Jones on Monday.
No doubt. And I'd like to personally thank the great Bawami for dropping his knowledge and his selections. To the Taz and the Moose audience.
He says thank you.
Spreading the wealth, the great fortune of the great Bawami.
Genius.
All the selections, straight cash, homie. The picks, everything. He's been wonderful. I mean, really has been. If you followed his selections, you've made yourself quite a bit of coin. So just to recap.
You should tweet it. Hold on. Pete, you should tweet it, and then Moose will ignore it.
Well, we've got tonight, you've got Cleveland. Sunday night, Cleveland. Saturday night, Houston.
Yeah.
So it is said, so it is done.
It's going to be fun.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Mikey B., fantastic job. Pete the Body, great job as well. Bawami, fantastic. AB, yes. Taz.
Moose, great job, Moose, and to the team this week. A great week.
Michael Cooper, wonderful. Have yourself a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
Thanks very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.